This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. In one of my all-time favorite musicals, Fiddler on the Roof, there's a scene in the little town of Anatevka where the townspeople are in an argument over an animal. Was it a horse or was it a mule? Well, half the town screamed it was a horse. The other half said it was a mule. Never mind that the animal in question was in plain view. And though the villagers were seeing the exact same thing, they were divided on their conclusion. That's about the way I see America these days, divided as it is over politics, and Congress is Exhibit A to that claim. No matter what the issue, people, and certainly members of Congress, can be witness to the exact same issue or event and come to completely opposite conclusions. Take, for example, this week's debacle over a chat group involving the highest levels of our military, intelligence, and political establishment discussing military strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. It happened over Signal. That's an end-to-end encryption application. Not a very good idea, in my opinion, because even though it's encrypted, you just never know these days who might be trolling the chat. And when you inadvertently invite someone to that chat, in this case, the editor of the Atlantic publication, you've asked for intense scrutiny, and boy, did they get it. It was a bombshell story that sent President Trump's national defense team scrambling for cover. And like most scandals, there seemed to be as much effort to downplay the significance of the mistake than just taking ownership of it. Even cable news outlets had differing views on the subject. No surprise there. Bottom line, if there's been a bigger breach of national security committed by U.S. officials, I haven't seen it. No matter how you slice it, it was a terrible mistake, reckless, dangerous, simply unacceptable. It took a few days, but finally senior officials have admitted the mistake and vowed to never let it happen again. No one has been taken to the woodshed over it, at least not publicly, and as a senior defense appropriator and a 30-year veteran of the military, the whole situation was unconscionable and essentially without accountability. Attempts to minimize the situation by claiming no classified material was published were quickly debunked, discussing targets and payloads, attack times, and the like, in the wrong hands can cost lives. If that information was not classified, and I think it was, it should have been. You just don't show your cards, inadvertent or not, when you're trying to kill bad guys. It remains to be seen what, if anything, comes from this. Naturally, House and Senate Democrats are all over it. I feel confident in saying that if this was, say, a Jake Sullivan chat under President Biden and sensitive or classified information was discussed, we'd be calling for someone's head. Consistency is what we need in Washington. And when it comes to national security, there should be zero daylight, none, in what is acceptable or not insofar as a disclosure of vital information is concerned. We fell short of that goal. Fortunately, the real-life consequences weren't such that lives were lost or other serious consequences happened as a result of that chat. We got lucky. It goes without saying that steps should be taken, if not already, to ensure that this does never happen again. In that tiny town of Anatevka that I spoke of, eventually, the villagers got over the horse-mule debate and came together in the spirit of its tradition. I hope and pray that America can take a page from that tiny village and come together in solving our most urgent challenges. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.